You. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Whoever wishes to come after me must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. What profit would it be for one to gain the whole world and forfeit his life? Or what can one give in exchange for his life? For the Son of Man will come with his angels in his Father's glory, and then he will repay each according to his conduct. Amen, I say to you, there are some standing here who will not taste death until they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom." The Gospel of the Lord.
Every once in a while, when we're planning a funeral here at Holy Family, Tina, Andrew, and I often get requests for music to be played at a Catholic Mass. And of course, you know, it's so sensitive because we have to explain to people that the only music allowed is Catholic Church-approved music. But one of the requests that I often get is people want to hear "My Way" by Frank Sinatra. It's a beautiful song. I like it. However, "My Way" is not discipleship. Discipleship is not my way, it's Jesus' way, correct? And we hear that in the gospel today. Jesus says, if you want eternal life, you can't do it my way, you have to do it his way. And the way that Jesus shows us is a way of humility, a way of picking up your cross, a way of acknowledging your faults and seeking reconciliation, forgiveness. And if we lose our life and not do what we think is best, but what Jesus thinks is best, that is when our lives will be at its fullest. When we give our life fully to Christ, and are not so worried about what the titles of this world offer us or financial gain, but when we give our lives fully and serve and see Jesus at each other and try to build each other up, that is bringing the kingdom of God here on earth. I love that song, "My Way." I listen to it. It's a beautiful hymn. But when you die, I hope people don't get up and say, "He did it his way." I want them to say, "That was a disciple of Christ. They truly listened to Jesus and made the world a better place." So today our Lord is asking us to surrender fully to him, to be willing to pick up your cross, and that cross will lead you to heaven. So this morning, let's just pray for the courage and the strength that we will surrender our lives to Christ, and we will allow him to be his instruments and to be the face of Jesus to those we encounter.